I'd like you to turn with me to Galatians chapter 4, Galatians chapter 4, by way of invitation this evening. And in the letter that Paul wrote to the Galatians, he is talking, we've discussed this quite a bit, but he's talking about the fact that we're justified by faith in Christ Jesus, and that we are not justified by the law. So this is something we've actually been discussing quite often in our discussions of Romans on Sunday morning as well. So that's the context here in Galatians 4, beginning in verse 1, when he says, I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all, but is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. So this is pre-Christ. This is before Christ, before the new covenant and justification by faith. So that's the way we were, slaves. But now Christ has come. So now we are no longer children in the sense of those who are without power and as such slaves. Now the change has taken place, and it is described in verses 4 through 7. So if you'll read with me 4 through 7. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. And therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. So that is what is accomplished because of faith. Faith in Christ makes it that we're no longer slaves. Now we are heirs, and that heir, that concept of heirship and inheritance is that, of course, of the eternal reward, crown of righteousness, which the Lord has reserved for us. It comes through faith in Christ. And so we are so thankful that God loved us enough that He sent His Son to this earth. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Because of what He did, as we have faith in Jesus, we too can be saved. We're going to offer an invitation to all who are here this evening, knowing that if there is anyone who is here who has become a believer in Christ Jesus and is desirous of acting upon that faith, that we can assist you in that. If you'll repent of your sins, confess Christ as Lord, be baptized, to have your sins washed away, you can become a child of God and have that salvation that is promised to those who are His. If there is something that is amiss in your life and you want to make a change, you want prayers from this congregation, we can encourage you in any way. The invitation is extended. If you have that need, would you come forward now while together we stand, while we sing?